रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेद से रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पते नमः। सुंदरकांड चैप्टर नंबर 32 मारुति'स डाउट्स। द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। A further look at the object hid among the branches of the Simshipa tree convinced her that it was clad in white and tawny of limbs, even as hundreds of chained lightnings with eyes of the color of molten gold, even as the branches of the blown Ashoka flowers. At first, she but glanced at him carelessly, but a more careful scrutiny filled her heart with fear and trembling, lest the object that brought her words of comfort and hope might be an illusion. And her wonder grew apace. Is it possible that monkeys could ever have this terrible form and this blinding splendor? Never. Verily, this is but a hallucination, and her heart was clouded with doubt. Her senses were adrift with fear and weighed with sorrow. Rama, Rama, Lakshmana, are you justified in standing by and seeing me at the mercy of these terrors? Thus in many a way did Lady Sita bewail her cruel fate as to melt the hardest of hearts. But she sobbed as if her heart would break, for fear came upon her. If the fates are so kind to me as to grant that this is a messenger in truth from my beloved Lord, then these Rakshasis might awake at the sound of my cries and find us out. Once more did she cast a piercing look at the monkey that stood before her in low reverence and doubted if it might be a dream. Next, her thoughts took a different hue. Why is it impossible that this might be someone who has come to bring me comfort and hope? And again she looked more keenly at his face, large and slightly sloping. But the more she looked at the son of Vayu, matchless of intellect, who never failed in carrying out the behests of his Lord Sugriva, whose chief minister he was, the more did Sita fall a prey to fear and doubt. And she fainted away and lay as one dead. But she came out of it after a while and said to herself, "Alas, I have beheld this monkey in my dream, and it is hideous to see. The signs of portents tell us that it bodes ruin to our kith and kin if we behold a monkey in our dreams. Oh, may the great powers grant that it is all well with my father Janaka and with Rama and Lakshmana. May all good go with them. Nay, this is no dream, for dream comes to one whose eyes are closed in sleep, and sleep comes to one whose heart is light and happy and free from care. What have I to do with happiness and peace, who is in the cruel grasp of grief and sorrow? Peace to me, torn from the arms of my Rama, whose face puts the moon in her fold to shame. Well, it is thus. My heart is ever filled with the thoughts of my beloved. My lips ever frame his name. And hence it is quite natural that I should hear those words. It is quite in the order of things that my eyes behold shapes related thereto. All my thoughts are centered in Raghunatha. My love for him consumes me quiet. Waking or dreaming, he is my only thought. Hence, they are ever present to my senses and seem all real. So I take it that this is not true. This is but a creation of my own brain. Yet, on further thought, this could not be so, for such outcomes of fancy take no material shapes. Now this form of this monkey is quite material. I plainly see it with my own eyes. His words sound naturally and clearly in my ears. Be it what it may, his words fill my heart with unspeakable joy. Oh, great gods! Oh, the great lords! Brahma, Agni, Indra, Brihaspati! Granted that this is all real and not be false. Mangalam Kaushalyan Raya Mahaniya Gunapati Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.